Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. It's Monday. Oh, actually, this is gonna go live on Tuesday, but it's Monday anyway. And I feel so excited and I feel so relaxed and so positive. So I said, you know what? Let's just record an episode on how you should actually clear your head of all the pending activities so you can focus on your stuff. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, this weekend, I don't know, actually, I don't know if I've shared, but for the last 10 months, I'm actually in the process of buying an apartment, and it's a brand new in building process. So it took me a lot of energy from choosing the tiles, from the furniture, from the wood, from the metal, from the office room, from the kids room, from the bathroom, from the automation. I should do a separate episode just for the automation, but it took me a lot of effort. And this weekend, we've officially finished it. And for me, it just felt like, wow, now I can focus on new things. And last week, my primary focus was to close everything that I have pending, open but not yet finished or start. And it got me curious. I mean, I know the majority of us entrepreneurs, we start so many things, but we never finish anything. And that's the chaotic way of thinking. You know, when you look at your desktop, it's full with so many stuff, and then you have plenty of project ideas that you've started, but you never had the time to finish them. And you had a lot of emails that you wanted to send, but you've never sent them. So I've realized that with those things in my mind, I cannot function properly. Honestly, there are too many things. I woke up and in my head is like, wait, with the apartment where we are, well, this needs to be happened. With that project where we are, well, that needs to happen. So last week, I actually sit down and I finished everything from my to-do list completely. So I was doing several workshops for social entrepreneurs. And, you know, I was delivering trainings on the business model canvas. So there was a report that I need to create and I was just dragging it and I'm not doing it. And every morning I'm thinking about it. So few hours, I just sit, I wrote it, closed it. That's it. Chapter done. I also did a lot of mentorship with freelancers for a different project. So all the mentorship session was finished, but the report was not done. So I sit, I finish the report. That's it. Over the weekend, I had 5 to 10 additional things that I wanted to finish so I can say, well, the new apartment is finished. And don't get me wrong, there is gonna be too many new things that needs to be done. But at least from starting, I can say, well, I'm finished with the apartment. And now on an ongoing basis, I can actually just improve stuff. So the weekend, I also had an intensive weekend, but I finished and that's it. And guess what? On Monday morning, I'm waking up and I'm like, wow, it's so peaceful. I don't have like, I need to do that report for that project. I need to do that. But wait, where are we with? No, nothing. And I was like, wow, clarity. And now I can just sit and think, okay, now that I've closed everything that I have open, let me see what will be my next focus or several focuses. Because yeah, just one focus as an entrepreneur, you can never do it. But that's the difference. And now I'm like, okay, I was all this period, I was withholding of starting new projects because I know that if I start so many new, I won't be able to finish the ongoing ones. And, you know, I had an idea for writing a second book. Well, I was holding myself to start the second book until I clear everything up, because no point in just starting 75 books and not finishing nothing. I would rather stick to 3 to 4 focuses. And then as I finish something, then I can open new ones. So now as I was looking at my list, I actually put down 3 focuses that I want to actually start with. And yeah, that's actually my next focus. One would be the HR, because yeah, I've been delaying this for a bit, but I want to actually do some work on the HR in BSB, from how to structure to positions to everything. The second one is the operational BSB. I want to see where we are with clients, with everything. And the third one is the academy. You know, I spent so much time on other stuff that I had to pause the academy. I mean, Yeah, that's the capacity everybody of all of us have, 24 hours. And here is the thing. I never start a new project until I finish the previous one. So, you know, now the second book, well, now that I'm clean, I could say, well, I'm starting with the second book. No, I'm not going to start the second book until I finish the academy. Because if I don't finish it now, I'll just start a new book. And, you know, you got the excitement of a new project and you're so excited on working on that. And that's it. You're never going to finish the academy. And guess what? Then you're going to start writing on the book and then something else shiny comes up and you'll be excited to start working on that and you'll never finish anything. So really, the thing that I experienced this morning was clarity and peacefulness. And that was just because everything I had in my pipeline, I actually closed it. Some projects were at 60% finished, some were 99% finished. But since it was not 100%, you still have it in your mind. Maybe not on the front end where you think all about it all the time, but even somewhere behind your brain, it takes you some processing power. So my honest recommendation, just put everything on paper. Everything that is partially started, partially done, or partially completed, and what's missing in order to finish. And make yourself a promise not to start absolutely anything new until you clear those up. Because only then you'll be free to start thinking, okay, I have finished all this stuff, now I can focus on building new stuff. That was really the insight I had for today, guys. And I really hope that you're not going to be the type of entrepreneurs that are just chasing the shiny stuff, which switches every time as you move to a different thing. But on contrary, take few, close them, move to the next one. And there are unlimited options. I mean, to give you an illustration, when I started, how I started with the book in the academy. Well, my whole point was just to create an ebook. The shortcut to growth. It was a simple ebook with 5,000 to 8,000 words. As I was doing it, I got an idea to create a book, and then I create a series. And as I finished the book, I got an idea. Let's do an academy. As I'm working on the academy, things start to expand. Well, like now I have an idea for a second and a third book, but if I start them, I'll cancel the academy. I also have an idea for two additional academies. I mean, I want to create one for entrepreneurs and one for freelancers, which are two separate academies, but there's no way I'm going to touch them until I have finished this. Because when I finish this academy, then I'll have the clarity and start thinking, okay, in which direction? Are we going toward book number two, which means 6 to 10 months building book two with ebook, with the audiobook, with even then building an academy? Or we're going to take the other route where we're going to just create several academies. But no point in me starting all of them now because I'm not ready and I don't have the capacity. So that's all for me, guys. Clear your desk, clear your checklist. You'll thank me later. You see how much clarity you'll have when you have zero pending or to do things in your list. That's all for me and have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.